Welcome to Mountain Women Radio with your host, Tammy Traer. Tammy is an author, writer, and integrative health practitioner dedicated to helping her listeners enjoy life and family. Listen as she shares her extensive knowledge on homesteading, off-grid living, wilderness survival, and living a faithful, simple life. Find a comfortable seat, grab your favorite beverage, and prepare to be encouraged.
Hey, my friends. Welcome to Mountain Women Radio. I am your host, Tammy Traer, and today is episode number 268. And I am going to just cover the topic of moving forward. It's extremely vital that we are always moving forward. It's good to pause. It's good to rest. You guys hear me talking about that all the time, and you know that firsthand I do that. And I hone in and I know and pay attention to my needs, my body's needs, my family's needs. So oftentimes, you know, when we're embarking on these journeys, things go sideways. Our best laid plans go south. We need to wait for funding, or we need to wait for time, or we need to wait on God's timing. And I just want to encourage you that in these seasons of wait, that you still enjoy life and that you keep moving forward. We are in a season of wait, more or less. We are selling our home. It is listed, and we are desiring to embark on our life journey of going to Alaska. We also want to be certain that we are walking in God's will and that we are doing and heading in His direction, not just running wild and free on our own. So, you know, we praise Him now. We praise Him on the other side of all of this, whatever it looks like. Maybe that's not His will for us going to Alaska, but we are putting it out there for Him. We are moving things forward. And we are also waiting on His timing. And, you know, our prayer is always that He is glorified in everything that we do. So that's why I'm transparently sharing this. However, I know that many of you are following the podcast and following our family and our YouTube channel. And you also are embarking on similar journeys and maybe looking to us for guidance. And one of the greatest things that I can say to you today is that just enjoy the journey and enjoy life. So often when we're embarking on these types of journeys, we want everything to come to fruition all at one time. And we want everything to be perfect. And, you know, it's just not life. And we often neglect to remember that there is a lot we can do while we're waiting. You know, for example, we had the desire to add on to this tiny house and have a really nice pantry, herbal pantry, and also have the bathroom in our home. And yes, I know that sounds really funny to most of you, as your bathroom is part of your home, and you wouldn't think otherwise, but we've had a bathhouse for the last going on 5 years. And it's equipped with a clawfoot tub, a wood stove, a composting toilet, a nice antique dresser. It's very accommodating. Though the desire was always to have it in the house. So we've started that addition. Even though we have our home listed, we are moving forward with the things that are on our list. And we are making things more comfortable for ourselves. We are completing the tasks that we've started and making this a better and more suitable tiny home for the next buyer, the next owner. And we are continuing to learn and grow and process and do things every day rather than sitting and waiting. You know, I still need to feed my family. So I've started my sourdough starter so that I can make them good, nutritious breads. And yesterday I spent the day baking a cake and making Christmas cookies and just moving forward. And while I was taking a break or waiting for my cookies to bake, I sat and I was making crocheted snowflakes. Never made them before. I like learning new things. I like doing things. I like making homemade gifts. So, you know, life is what we make it. And when we are in these places of wait, it doesn't mean that we have to just be stagnant and steadfast. It means that we could learn to do something new, that we could dream while we're waiting. You know, just because our dreams aren't coming to fruition in the exact timing that we were waiting for doesn't mean that we need to sit in a lump and just woe is me. There's a lot we can do, and there's a lot we can learn. And quite honestly, this season is one of my favorites because today is a sunny day. It actually feels almost spring-like out here. It's kind of crazy. You can see the snow on the mountain behind me here, and we've had snow. But the weather's been very strange. We've had a lot of rain, and this is our gray season a lot of the time. So that's one of the reasons why I like this season is when it is gray, I use that time wisely, and I'm making my crafts, and I'm doing additional baking. I'm sitting behind a machine learning. I have a lot of schooling to do right now. I like to rest and I like to dumb down too, but it is my nature to keep moving forward and to do things wisely with my time. And I love doing my knitting and crocheting this time of year. I love doing my leather work this time of year. Right now I have multiple patterns cut out. I am making the Mountain Man a pair of new moccasins. I am making the Mountain Boy a new pair of moccasins. I have some patterns cut out to make leather pot holders for our cast iron skillet handles so that they're easy to maneuver when we're cooking. There's lots of things I love to do. And this season is one of those great times. You know, we're usually pretty busy in the summer months. I hope also to get out and record the Mountain Woman Radio while I'm walking through the snow and walking through our land like I used to do. It's been very rainy, very muddy, and I was also under the weather with my teeth. So lots of things I desire to do. And one of the important things I want to share in regard to that is pacing yourself. You hear me saying about all these crazy things I'm doing. And a lot of people are like, how in the world does she do all that? And how does she keep up? You know, it overwhelms you just hearing about it. I pace myself. Sundays are my day to do things that give me joy. It is my day of rest. So I work on my projects and we do church and listen to and watch things that nurture our soul, spend time with God. But it's a time when while I'm doing those things, I'm stitching up moccasins and I'm not working. I'm just playing. I use that time. And then my knitting and crocheting, I do at night when we just kind of veg out after dinner and talk to one another, recap on our days. My hands are always moving and I don't need my eyes to be involved in all of that all the time. So, you know, I don't do everything at once. I spread things out. I pace myself. I take an hour or two a day and I school. You've got to find balance. You've got to find a way that works for you. But keep moving forward. If you're in a place of wait, there's so much more we can do. And we don't need to, you know, a lot of times when people are in these places of wait, they're discouraged and they're saddened and they're struggling with the wait. We've just come to understand that when we're in places of wait, there's purpose in it. There's always purpose in it. And if Papa has you waiting, There's purpose in that. His timing is always magnificent and miraculous and purposeful. So don't be discouraged in those seasons of wait. And when you're waiting for your dreams to unravel, keep dreaming. Keep dreaming. I've really grown to an amazing place. I don't struggle. I don't have fear. I don't have worry. I don't have anxiety. I don't stress over things. I don't get discouraged when things don't go my way. I don't get discouraged when things break. I don't get discouraged when I have to wait. I'm very content. And I'm very content because my faith has grown so strong and my trust has grown so great, to trust God's timing and to trust where He's taking us and to trust where He's leading, not where I want to race to. So I've always encouraged you guys to have lists, you know, lists of things you want to accomplish at some time. And you know, having those lists are good. Some people get overwhelmed by those lists. I have lists so that I don't disconnect from the things I want to accomplish. And I have those lists so when I'm in these seasons of wait, I can look to those lists and find something that might spur some interest and might get me excited at that time and in that season. You know, I love to do watercolor. I love to do watercolor pencils. I love to do creative things. So I'm always swip swapping. And I do a lot of my watercolor pencils when I'm doing my devotions. I get very inspired. So it's like I find ways to incorporate those things that really nurture my soul. You know, when I'm sitting at my desk working, I have a diffuser going. I have a candle burning and a little mini chimney on my desk. I do things that make me happy all the time. Cooking and being in my kitchen makes me happy because I'm feeding my family good meals. And as you will always hear me saying, perspective is everything. You know, we can choose to be disappointed. It is a choice. It is a choice to be anxious. It is a choice to be worried. It is a choice to be disappointed. And all of those negative superlatives, you know, I flip. I don't stay in those places. Even when I would get that way, I didn't stay in those places long because it just went against my grain. I enjoy being happy. I enjoy being positive. And I enjoy enjoying my life. So I want to encourage you, if you're in a season of wait, if you are in a season of dishevelment, if you are in a season of overwhelm, I just want to encourage you to slow it down and find things to do that nurture your soul. Find time to dream, even while you're waiting for your dreams to unravel. So that's my message for you today. I hope it encourages you. We are going to talk next week about embracing the new year and what that looks like. You're not going to hear me talking about New Year's resolutions. I despise them. But I will talk to you about creating good new habits and learning how to keep your dreams in front of you and how to make things happen. Now, I do want to share a couple things with you. And I would like to recruit you. I need your help. If you could take just 2 to 3 minutes of your time and fill out a survey for me, it would be really helpful. It will help guide me in the new year and help me to provide you with the right information, what you're looking for. So if you could go to mountainwomanradio.com/survey and fill out my survey, it would be extremely helpful for me. I also just want to let you know that there's a couple things going to be happening in the new year. Starting January 6th, I will be doing a 21-day functional medicine nutrition detox. And I want to encourage you, if you are having any sort of health issues, if you are wanting to just be a better version of yourself, if you are wanting to just step your health up a notch, join me on the detox, faithledhealing.com/detox. You can do a 7, a 14 or a 21 day detox, and you will be able to gather with me on a daily basis for a few minutes each day, and I will just be encouraging you and cheering you on and there to support you and help you. My course is also available to you once you sign up, and you will have access to that as well. Additionally, I will be doing a parasite cleanse, a full moon parasite cleanse. That will be later in the month of January. If you're interested in that, sign up for the wait list by going to faithledhealing.com/parasite cleanse. And I am also starting a beta group on all things histamine. If you are dealing with high histamine in the body, histamine intolerance, mast cell activation, or you have the gene mutation, the MTHFR gene mutation, and you are interested in joining my beta group, email me at support@faithledhealing.com. Otherwise, that course will be coming out later in the year and will be very informative for you. I've got a lot going on. I am constantly in action, and I will not be gathering on Wednesday the 25th or on Wednesday the 1st, but I will be gathering again on the 8th of January for my weekly live on YouTube, as well as in my special access community. If you haven't joined my special access community, I want to encourage you to do so. I go live on Zoom every week, every Wednesday, and you can go face to face with me and ask me all your questions. And you will also be finding a lot of deep dives on natural health and natural medicines. So you can join that by going to faithledhealing.com/community. You can join the free community, or you can join the special access. Special access is the cost of a coffee per month. And right now I am offering it half off. You can use coupon code OWNYOURHEALTH, NOV24. Would love to have you in there. I'd love to get to know you. It is a real pleasure for me to get to go face to face because I get to know you. So take the time and check out all the resources. Join me for all the things that are going on in the new year. And I look forward to joining you every Friday. You guys take care. Have a very blessed, merry, and safe Christmas. Remember the reason for the season. And thank you so much for joining me every week. You guys are so valuable to me, and you mean the world to me. You are in my daily prayers. So take care, and God bless.
Thank you for joining us today on Mountain Women Radio, where you can learn something new every week. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we encourage you to join us on faithledliving.com and faithledlearning.com. Be sure to connect with us on iTunes and leave a review. This will help us reach even more people. Until next time, keep learning, laughing, and living.